Welcome to episode 218 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, I'm talking about how I got on at this year's Goodwood Revival, a vintage-themed event which many of you know has long been a regular fixture in my diary. As ever, I had a very productive time, but on this occasion I found myself with an additional unexpected challenge to deal with, something which at one point threatened to derail my plans and called for somewhat of a different approach than usual. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 218. It's just after 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. This year's event has been a bit different for me, and all will become clear in just a moment. And it is a massive event where there is actual live competitive racing, vintage themed amusements and shops, and everyone is encouraged to dress in period costume. It is an incredible event, and I've photographed here for, maybe 13 years, something like that. Really, really good. And every year I try to work to a different commission. Sometimes it's been for a very long time, all I was able to fit in my weekend was commissions from Goodwood. Other times I combined magazine or online commissions, that sort of thing. Well, this year has been, like I say, a little bit different insofar as I basically had my plans for the event, and in order to get into the event, you have to have, to get your accreditation to get in, you have to have a letter of commission from a magazine or publication of some sort. It could be an online outlet, as long as their statistics are sufficient, if that makes sense. And so this year, everything was kind of all pretty much set, and I put in my application just with a note, because I know the people at Goodwood that deal with the process. I said, well, I'm just waiting for the confirmation letter, sorry, the commissioning letter to come through, because editors often take a long time to get back to you. And because Goodwood have known me for a long time and all the rest of it, and they know that it's all legitimate and all the rest of it, it was all okay. And just pretty much at the last minute, the publication that I was planning to write for and shoot for, I was going to just be working for one publication because I wanted to really concentrate just on that one and what have you. At the last minute, they decided that actually this year they weren't going to run a piece about the revival because, to be honest, it's an event here in the UK. It's not in America. It's kind of almost sort of a special interest in a way, specialist interest. So that's fine. I don't mind that because the production roster, or whatever you want to call it, for magazines changes, and it could be that as much as they like the idea of running a particular feature, something changes and they have to give space to a different topic or what have you. So I was left in the position whereby I needed to find another outlet, because the revival is lovely. It's a great event. I really like it, but it's 3 days long, and 3 days in whatever the weather is. I mean, it's really hot this afternoon, and it's been a lovely day, and it was on Friday. Saturday was torrential rain. that's a long time to walk around and just take pictures if you don't have a real focus. And because I've shot at the event for so many years, I have got a lot of pictures on file, which frankly could have been taken at any year, whether it would be, for example, this year, last year, 4 years ago, 8 years ago, what have you, because a lot of the cars come back each time, and of course certain things change. Anyway, I was thinking to myself, right, what do I do? There's no point spending 3 days walking around, getting hot, shooting hundreds of pictures, which frankly I'll then have to edit, for no real reason. Now, in the lead up to Goodwood, I had various commitments, and I was away for a few days on business, and so I didn't really have hardly any time to approach anyone else. The UK publications by that point are essentially all taken care of, because you have to put your accreditation in, I think it's about a month before the event. So it, at that point, it was, when I say that the publication changed their mind or what have you, it wasn't that it was like 3 days before the event, it was a good month or so before. But because of the cutoff for accreditation, I only had a certain amount of time. Long story short, I put out a load of emails and contacted people, what have you, and I had to allow time for people to get back to me. And even this is what some editors, some publications can be like, not all of them by any means, but some. I was still fielding emails on Friday, and I even had some replies coming through today about possible commissions. People saying, oh, really sorry, didn't get back to you, da da da. And, you know, fair enough, a lot of them were, you know, thank you, but no, thank you, it's just not for us, or what have you. Again, you don't take it personally, it's just not for that publication. And so I was already in, as it were, but so I was thinking, right, I had a choice. I either don't bother going because I haven't got a definite commission, and as it turns out, one did come in. whether I take it up or not is another matter, because the budget isn't there really to pay for a feature, so I'm not going to put in all the effort for... If it was a particular publication, I might make allowances, but this particular one, I'm not sure that I necessarily will. I might just put all my energies into something a bit more productive. So I thought either I don't bother or I do bother, and what I'll have to do is shoot and then approach people afterwards and hope that someone takes me up on an idea, and therefore that will justify the time I'm spending. So I have been working on a feature. I haven't gone crazy with shooting pictures. I'll talk about the technical in a minute. But it got to this point, 3 o'clock, or it was 3 o'clock pretty much, just before as I rounded things up. And I thought, do you know what? I think I've had enough. You know, you have to draw the line between being confident that you've got something that is print worthy, and then being realistic insofar as it's a kind of a shot in the dark, because you don't know whether someone will definitely go for it. It could be, again, going back to similar issues as I explained previously, it could be that I approach the publication and they say, do you know what, we've already covered something like that, or we had a photographer there, or, you know, whatever. There are all sorts of reasons. So I decided to set myself this brief, which is a kind of a lifestyle, not exactly fashion, but style, lifestyle sort of thing. So nothing really to do with all the cars, although obviously they did feature in there, sort of as context. And so I didn't take loads of kits. I had my Pelly case, which is a 1510 roller case. Because I didn't have a base like an office, I wasn't, you know, you can camp out there. I wasn't camping out. I was decided just to go sort of each morning for a little while. Go early in the morning to beat the traffic. I took my Pelly case, which I left in the rear of the car. I wouldn't normally leave a camera case in the car. It was all covered up and all the rest of it out of view. But actually, there was barely anything left in there by the time I took the things I wanted. So what I was shooting on was a two-camera setup, but not what you might think of when it comes to my usual. A lot of you know that I usually work two cameras, two lenses. Well, one of them was, the setup was what I normally do. That was a Nikon D3, which is still going strong, with an 80-200 telephoto lens. That's really good. But because I was working on portraits specifically, I decided that I wanted to work light and quick. So I was going to be working with daylight, and there was plenty of that. And so I had my Nikon D800 with the battery grip on it, and I had a 35mm f1.8 prime lens. Now, for those that don't know, prime lens is one where the focal length doesn't change. If you want to zoom in, you physically move closer to your subject. Zoom out, you step back. It is a really sharp, lovely, lightweight lens, especially in bright conditions or if you're using your own lighting like flash. I had a shoulder bag, like a vintage looking shoulder bag, a traditional Billingham bag. I think it's what they call the F4.5 holdall, I think. And in that I had, just in case I fancy the change, I took along my 24-70, which is, when it comes to my standard two camera setup, that is the lens that is usually to be found on my D800. It didn't come out of the bag once in all the time that I was there shooting, either Friday or today. Also in the bag was business cards. I took my audio recorder. In the event, I decided not to bother getting quotes off people or anything like that. If this gets taken up, it's not going to be too heavy on text. There might be maybe 200, 250 words, and I'll just let the pictures do the talking, really. So just really quick, you know, working with people, saying, excuse me, can I take your picture? Some people asked what it was for, other people didn't. You know, got them to pose there. Very specific angle to my pictures. But essentially, every picture I took was following the same format. So I shot some vertical, some horizontal, but all working with daylight. Round about ISO, between ISO 200 to 400, typically. Handheld, of course. And that was it. Dead simple. What else can I tell you? That was really it. I mean, it's just been a really different experience. It's not one, excuse me, it's not one that I would really recommend. The thing with these Goodwood events, I've mentioned before, if you want to go in just as a freelance and shoot and then supply stuff on spec, contact people and try and get a commission, you're going to have a hard job because, like I say, to get in, to get your accreditation, you have to have an accreditation, you have to have a commissioning letter, so it's very, very difficult. But there we go. The other thing I was doing was shooting a few portraits just for my portfolio. It's been a long time since I did that at these events. And, you know, usually I don't have the time because I'm just rushing around, getting as much material as I can. I shot very little in the terms of backup pictures because, you know, this was more to do with lifestyle, style, the way people looked, the way they were dressing and so forth. So something very, very different. And as a consequence, I haven't got loads to tell you this time around. Such as it is, like I said, decided to call it a day around 3 o'clock, heading back to base because I was away for a few days leading up to the festival, up to Revival. I didn't have a chance to do anything like following up contacts that I made last week, or rather earlier in the week. So the week coming, I will be getting on top of that. I will be sending pictures to people who I've agreed to send some to at this event. And that's really it. So a lot of admin, a lot of sort of just trying to get as quickly as possible, getting up to scratch so that I don't get behind with the week. I'm going to lose probably at least 2 half days, maybe 2 whole days next week. So I need to try to get as much as I can do on Monday, get that done. Also, as I record this, I've got a podcast to put together for Monday. I won't do that today. I've got other things to take care of sort of immediately. But I've got to get the podcast together also because, as I say, I didn't have a chance to I didn't have a chance to prepare anything when I got back from being away. It just was not the time. So there we go. So I'm just parking up. I've just had to make a slight watch the brick wall, a slight detour on the way back. And that's it. I'm just looking forward to having a bit of a sit down, really. It's been a hectic string of days, and I've got photo shoots to discuss with people in the coming week. I've got to email and do all that sort of thing. So so, you know, you never stop. There's always something to be doing. So a quick whistle-stop tour of what this year's event has been like. Ahead of next year, I'm going to certainly try to, you know, you learn from your experiences, and I've never had this sort of, I've never had to really kind of deal with this situation before. I've never been kind of, I say, let down. I've never had a publication at last minute change, you know, change their mind, what have you. So don't get me wrong, they're happy with stuff previously, but I can understand why, you know, it's a little bit specialist, a UK event for an American publication, and that's fine. So ahead of next year, I need to, well, first of all, I need to see what I can do with this year's stuff. Some lots of phone calls and emails and what have you. And then, you know, next year, try to factor in a bit more time to see if I can maybe get in sort of 2 or 3 commissions instead. And just appreciate for myself that I need to allow the time to be doing all 2 or 3 of those. It is possible, but even doing two features in one weekend can be, depending on the nature of the idea, it can be quite tough. So there we go. One other thing, just to finish off. In the course of walking around, obviously it gave me a bit of a chance to have a think about stuff, and I was thinking about portfolios and all that. And I've been thinking about, you know, a particular project. I won't say anything specific at this stage, but a particular project that I've been wanting to start, and it would be a long-term thing, and sort of, you know, throughout the year, as and when, just dip into it. it would require quite a lot of logistical planning to get people involved and get people's cooperation, get them on board. But that kind of solidified the idea a bit. As I was walking around, I was thinking, well, something quite similar to the shots that I was doing today and Friday. So that's kind of got my mind ticking over again about my project, and hopefully I can get the ball rolling on that, time permitting. that's always the enemy, is time. So there we go. That is a little roundup of this year's Goodwood Revival. As ever, if you've got any questions about, you know, going about dealing with publications or clients or the technical side of it and what I was shooting on. For those of you wondering, typical aperture I was shooting on was around about f4 to 5.6, just to throw the background out, but keep their eyes and faces nice and sharp. And the focus just dropped off a little bit down, sort of just by the waist and down. It's a quite nice look. Could have gone even shallower, but it was just a nice compromise. So there we go. Anything else you want to know, any questions you might have, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
I'm pleased to say that I actually ended up with a number of commissions for the event, proof that sometimes you just have to keep pushing until you get the result you want. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I'll speak to you all very soon.